Sunday, 3rd of February, by Daniel Lehrfeld, Jurisprudence in Modern Times.
Chazal always tell us, poschim b'chovod achsanya. I want to specifically thank Rani Joseph for inviting me, and for all those people who got up Sunday morning to hear me. Agresi yashikeh. The topic is jurisprudence in modern day. And the reason I chose this topic, because it has to do with the parasha that we just learned, Eila Mishpotim Asher Tosim L'Sneim. Now the Gemara in Gittin says a very interesting thing. The Gemara in Gittin, at the end of Gittin, Da Peches Amad Day, starts off as follows. The Gemara says, Abaya Askechel Rav Yosef Di Yosef Komase Agita. Abaya found Rav Yosef in certain places and certain times. One is can force, Basin is allowed to force a husband to give a get. Even though a divorce has to be given midas, it has to be given with the permission of the husband. But in certain states, in certain circumstances, one can even, Basin is allowed to force the husband to give a get. How can Basin be allowed to force a husband to give a get? We're only hedyetis. We're only like common people. Can you imagine common people? What does that mean, common people? The Tanya of Tafin Omer Komokim Shatamotzi Goryosh of the Kachovi Mafopisha Dinem Kidini Yisrael. If you find tribunals or justices of Goyim, even though they have the same halachas as we have, Iyata Rishon Izokiklem, you're not allowed to go to a Goyish court. Shanema Ve'ela HaMishpotim Asher Tosim L'Sneim. These are the mishpatim which you should place before them. L'Sneim V'lo L'Sneim L'Kachovim. You have to go to a basin of Jewish people, of Jewish judges, and not to a basin of Goyim. L'Sneim V'lo L'Sneim Adjaitis. One has to go to a basin of L'Sneim. So Rashi is a machlekes Rashi and Tezis. What does L'Sneim L'Sneim mean? One has to go to a basin of Elohim, the Pasuk says. No, it has to be a basin of smuchim, a basin of mumchim, a basin of experts. Below the Pnei Adjaitis, and not a basin in front of a common man. Amale Anan Shlichusa Kodin. We are doing the shlichus, we are agents. That's what the Gemara answered. We are agents. Mide the Havi of Hodoyus Avoyus, just like Hodoyus Avoyus, basin judges, the court judges, Hodoyus Avoyus. Ihochi, the Gemara says, Gzelus or Chavolus Nami. So why can't we judge Gzelus and Chavolus as well when a person damages physically another party? Not only when there's Hodoyus Avoyus, when there's questions of tort or other problems, why can't we judge all type of judgments? So the Gemara says it's a milsa de lo shchiche ki abinu shlichusai b'milsa de shchiche b'milsa de lo shchiche lo abinu shlichusai. Basin only does a shlichus, we are agents, only for something which is common, but something which is an uncommon thing where you do not do a shlichusai. That's what the Gemara says. Rashi says, shlichusayu de b'nei Eretz Yisrael. So again, we have to understand, they're called commoners. Abaya Ashchel Rav Yosef, Abaya found Rav Yosef, and he says, how are you forcing a person to give a gift? And what Rav Yosef says, Anan Shlichusai Kavdin, we are doing the shlichus. We are agents. How can you force a person to give a get? Anan had Yosef, Anan, we're just commoners? No, you're right, we're commoners, but we are doing the shlichus from Eretz Yisrael. It's very difficult to understand. Number one, Rabbi Yosef is called a commoner? What does that mean? Common person. Rabbi Yosef. Common person. Number two, if Rabbi Yosef is called a common person, how does it help the fact that we're doing shlichus from Eretz Yisrael? What does Eretz Yisrael make them noble? They become noblemen in Eretz Yisrael. I mean, I like to think so. But is that really so? In Chutz La'aretz, Rav Yosef is called a commoner. In Eretz Yisrael, he's called a nobleman. What does that mean? Tosfos says, what does it mean, a commoner? Why are we called a commoner? We're called a commoner because in the Terach Deisha it uses the expression Elohim. Elohim means a Dayan. And a Dayan means a Dayan Mumche. And a Dayan Mumche means what? Somebody who has Smicha. Somebody who has Smicha. What is an L? Okay, everyone is called a rabbi, a rav. Some people even have bigger titles. But what does Smicha mean? Smicha means the unbroken chain that was from Moshe Rabbeinu. The first Smicha was given to Yeshua and was passed on. This was the Smicha that was Moshe Kibbutz Arusin. I'm certainly sure this was the first Smicha of Yismach Hasyad of Olav. He gave him a Smicha. This Smicha is a direct link to Moshe Rabbeinu. Now the Smicha can only be given in Eretz Yisrael and can only be given by a basin in Eretz Yisrael. It cannot be given in Chutz Lo'aretz. We know, Chazal tell us, that the Smicha was broken. That chain was broken. When we even went into Golus, so that Smicha, that link, that chain was broken in Chutz Lo'aretz. We don't have it anymore. There's no Smicha. There's no formal Smicha anymore. We don't have it. Finished. Okay. If that's the case, so when Rav Yosef says he's called a commoner, I understand he's called a commoner, not Kasher Sholem Rav Yosef. Halacha Amar Rav Yosef is called a commoner, God forbid. But he's called a commoner because the halacha dictates he has to have a smicha. And that smicha, that chain was broken. We don't have it anymore. Gendik, finished. So he's called a commoner. And it's true, certain halachas, Easter, Heter, Yeredei halachas, one doesn't need a basin. One does not need a basin of smuchim. But when it comes to certain halachas, one needs a basin. One needs a basin from smuchim. And the halachas in Dini Mominis, and Knossos, and halachas from Ma'asa, forcing another Jew to do something, one needs a proper basin. And we don't have that proper basin. And that's what Rav Yosef says. So in Cain, what's his answer? Yes, we're commoners, but I'm actually chusas davdina. We are agents. Agents of whom? Who are the agents from? Who are they representing? That's wonderful. And Eretz Yisrael, there are smuchim. If there are no smuchim in Chutz Lo'aretz, there are no smuchim in Eretz Yisrael. Doesn't make any sense at all. What is smuchim? The chain was broken. If the chain was broken, it was broken in Chutz Lo'aretz, it was broken in Eretz Yisrael. Once you have a smicha, you can give smicha in Eretz Yisrael. And people, you can have a basin in Chutz Lo'aretz. That's not a problem. Even a basin is allowed. Even Sanhedrin can be in Chutz Lo'aretz. Can be done in the Foshes if we have, in Lishkas Hagos, it's a basin sitting. That's not a problem. So, what does Eretz Yisrael help us? What is we Messiah Klavin? What does it help us? It's very difficult to understand. The Ramban in Chumash, Ramban says as follows. The Ramban in Parshas Mishpatim, Parshas Shoftim. The Ramban in Parshas Shoftim says as follows. Shaitim v'shaitim titin l'chavachol sharechot and mitzvahs asei to be mamane botei dinim in Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Lo'aretz. So the Ramban says, im kein ha-mitzvah ha-zayis noheges v'chol zman, this mitzvah's essence of appointing a basin is noheges v'chol zman, all the time, b'dinim mominis, b'dvorm ha-nidonim v'chutz lo'aretz. In our time, Bizman Hazeh doesn't only mean the time of the Ramban. It means Bizman Hazeh from the time of the Tanoim. Abu Bizman Hazeh la'achar shebotlo hasmicha, the smicha became nullified. Kiven shekoa mishpatim betelim in atara, all mishpat. That's the lashon of Ramban. All mishpat is botlim in atara. No one has the right to judge to make any judgments. It's bottom in Atera. Dechsivlus ne'am ololus ne'adjaitis. The Terach Deisha says it has to be done in front of Basin and not in front of Hedjaitis. And again, we don't mean commoners in the expression of a common person, but a person who doesn't have smicha is called a commoner. V'anan hedyaytis, and we're called hedyaytis. V'ein dayanim b'chutz l'aretz. We have no dayanim in chutz l'aretz at all. Elo takona d'shlichusayo avdina. It's only a takona, that we perform. Beizin performs any dini mominus, bizman azeh, that's mitzah takonas chacham. It has absolutely no tokef, no power, minatayr. That's the sheet of the Rambam. Einonu chayobi b'mitzis minay ashoti minatayr kos. So we have no mitzah minay ashoti. That mitzah to appoint judges in every plach, in every city, in every country, that mitzah does not apply bizman azeh. That's what Rambam says in Parsha Shoftim. Tremendous chiddush. The Netzivus in Choshen Mishpat Siman Aleph says in the Mechaber Bizman Hazeh Dorim Hadayonim Dini Hodoyis Avoyis. Bizman Hazeh Beizin is done Dini Hodoyis Avoyis, loans, torts, whatever, law cases. So the Sish of Yerushas, Matonis, comes to inheritance, Matonis, Bezin is gone, these halachas, Bizman Hazeh. Mazik Mamachaber, Shemad Borah Mamatsuyim, all these things, Bezin is done. So the Nesidus over here, in Simon Aleph, Sifkot Nala, he named Hoga Adina Shlichusaya Mashma Me'ashas, the fact that we do Shlichusaya, we are their agents, from the Gemara to Mashma, Shurak Durabodin. It's only Midrabbanan, Shlichusayah is only Midrabbanan. The Kama Mishum Ni'ilas Delas. If we won't have a function of Bezin, this man is there. No one will lend anybody money because the fellow won't return the money, won't be able to go to court. Rakshanimsa Lachachomi, Vlaoso, so that's ego. Zlok the Ran Nesivis, no. Afian Yazdaidi, the Vehemes, who Midaraisa. The Savor Shlichusayah Koavdin is Min Hateru. Rak, shenimsa lachachomim, it's given over to chachomim to decide when the chachomim are willing to do, to be agents. V'lo also asum l'shluchim akum makim dika delas. Teda, and I'll bring you a rai. He brings a very interesting rai. Do mekablim gerim bizman hazeh mitam davdinu shlichusayu. This is a very interesting rai. Tesis asks in Yevomis, in other places, how are we makabel gerim bizman hazeh? How can we be makabel gerim? To be makabel gerim bizman hazeh, one needs a basin. Again, we don't have a basin bizman hazeh. Again, don't get me wrong, a basin there is, but a basin of smuchim, a basin of mumchim, we don't have. That doesn't exist. And lechara, one has to have a legitimate basin, like it was at the time of Maimon Har Sinai. It has to be a correct basin. Where is there a basin? Zvuk Tesis, one Teretz Tesis says it says on the Dura Sechon. It's Xeris HaKos. When you have a basin, an authorized basin, then it has to go through a basin. When there isn't an authorized basin, like Bizman Hazeh, L'Dura Sechon, one can be Makabel Gerim L'Dura Sechon for all generations, that includes even in the time when they don't have a basin. That's what Tesis says on the Dura. A second Teretz Tesis says, Shlichosayo Ko'avdinen. We're doing the shliches of the previous Bezin. Shlichusayu ko'avdinen. We're doing the agents. We are the agents. That's what Taisa says. A tremendous chiddush. So Taisa says, how can we be makabel gerim bizman hazeh? Shlichusayu ko'avdinen. We are agents. Shlichusayu ko'avdinen. Okay. When are we dealing with hodoyas, alboyas, dini mominas? You hefker Bezin, hefker. Basin has always a koyach of Hefker Basin. Hefker Basin has a koyach on Mormonists of Klal Yisrael, even though it may not be Minatera. We're not considered Dayoni Minatera. We have a koyach of Hefker Basin. Hefker. I'm a Gerim. We're talking about Gerim. Vichas Mishpacha Vachulu. Can't say Hefker Basin. Hefker. A Gerim. Doesn't apply. And yet Taisa says in a couple places in Shas, that we can be makabel gerim bisman hazeh is why? Because the shlichus are co-opted. Whose shlichus are we doing? What kind of agents are we? We're agents of what? Of the basin of Moshe Rabbeinu. It's a very difficult agency. We're agents of Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Parvin and the Tanoim. You know the difference, gentlemen. You know yourself. A Tanner is called a Rebbe because he has Rebbe Tarfon. He has Smichas. And Amor is called a Rab because he doesn't have Smichas. So we are the agents of the Tanoim Nation. Can you imagine that a couple thousand years ago we're an agent of somebody of a couple? How does that work? That kind of agency. How does that type of an agent work? The Mishalchim are no longer here. We're agents. Eloah, like Rashi says, Shluchim of Eretz Yisrael. What does that mean? I mean, the Bati did him in Eretz Yisrael. We are their agents. What does that mean? They also don't have any tokef of smicha. The Tanoim, the Amoraim, and Eretz Yisrael are also called Rav. They also didn't have smicha. So what does this mean? God, Tesha says it. This is what the Nesiva says. Continues the kedushin, and a ger can make kedushin. A ger's makadosh. For the tasha achaka kedusha sheni, the ein koch biachachomim lakedavim etarukum basay. We see the ger is chal. A person becomes a ger. The kedushin is chal, and he can marry. He can marry and get a divorce. All these halachas. This is what the Nesivah says, but the Nesivah brings a very strong. So Akupanim is machlokes. According to some Shitas Rishonim, Shlichus Tarko Avinu is only a takanta de Rabbanan, because Basin has always a keich of hefker Basin hefker, and how we makabel gerim is manazet exeris akosul of derechem. One doesn't need a Basin for mumchim. One can use even a Basin shal jaitis. And according to what's his name, according to the Nesivahs, she just tastes. Bizman Hazeh, we're also agents of what? We are agents of the Batei Din. What Batei Din? What Bezin are referring to? But we are their agents, and it's Min HaTera. All right, we can be Makabel Gerim Bizman Hazeh. Would you believe that? We can be Makabel Gerim Bizman Hazeh, and the Kedushin of Gerim is Chal, and all the Din of a Jewish person is Noeg in a Ger. So we have to understand what kind of halacha this is. Difficult halacha. Now I want to give you something very interesting. You know, Mitzvah Shem and all the shuls in London and all over the world, we made what is known as we announced the new month. New month called Adar Rishon. Some say some Arvin Mishimcha. I noticed on the thing it says over here, Mishenichnas Adar Marvin Mesimcha. Some say that it's only Adar Sheni. Some say Adar Rishon. But we'll be Machmer. We'll say Adar Rishon also. Mishenichnas Adar Marvin Mesimcha. We can certainly be. It's always a good thing to be Marvin Mesimcha. Can't hurt. We all, in every place, in every Jewish community, Shabbos, Parshas, Mishpatim, we announce the Chedesh. The Chedesh Mishashem is Wednesday, Thursday. Those, just to remind people, Wednesday, Thursdays are Shabbos. The Rambam says a very interesting thing. It's one of the Devorim Stumi Madmo. The Rambam in Perek Dalad me Hilchas Kiddush HaChedesh. The Rambam says, you know, gentlemen, there are two ways to be Makadosh the Chedesh. There was a way that we were Makadosh al Piriya. Adam went out. That's the whole Mishnayos in Rosh Hashanah. The Adam saw the new moon and they came to Basin. There are even allowed to be Machal Shabbos to come to be made in front of Beis. Akidekach, the Chazal learned up that one is allowed to come to give Edis to Kiddush HaChedesh. But it can only be done by the Sanhedrin in Yerushalayim HaKedesh. It has to be done by an authorized Beis in Alpinosi, but it can only be done by an authorized Beis in Yerushalayim. Ki Mitzion, Tei Tzeserah, Udvar Hashem Yerushalayim, Chazal learned out. It has to be done by an authorized Beis. And what's called an authorized Beis, gentlemen? That's an authorized basis. And the Rambam says, this is a Masorah that we have. HaChedesh HaZeh L'chem Reish Chadashim Ish Mi Pi Ish Mi Meisher Rabbeinu Shekach L'Pirash HaDavah Eidah Zuki HaMasorah L'chem V'chol Omed Achreichem B'mkeimechem Al B'zman She'ein Shem Sanhedrin. There isn't a Sanhedrin. the Eretz Yisrael in Kolim Chadoshim they Ma'avim Shana Ela Bechesvan Zeshan Machashim Koyim. When there isn't a Sanhedrin, it doesn't exist anymore, then we're not Makara Shalpi Riyah, we're Makara Shalpi Cheshvan. What is the Cheshvan? The Cheshvan is the Luach. The Luach Hilo Hashemi made a Luach, made what's known as the calendar, and we're Makara Shalpi Chadoshim according to the calendar. So it's a machlek, big machlek is Rishonim in that as well. The Ramban says, Hilo Hashemi made the calendar. The calendar that we have and that we look up every month and we know what when Rosh Chodesh will come and it's written up. That calendar Hilo Hashemi made and he was Makadesh all the Chadoshim Ad Bias Gorotet. When Mashiach Tzitzkenu will come back again, we'll be Makadesh Al Piriyah. But he was Makadesh all the Chadoshim Ad Bias Gorotet. The Rambam Shitas know every month we're Makadesh al Pi Cheshvan in Eretz Yisrael. What we announce over here in the show in London doesn't mean too much. It's just an announcement what the Beis Din in Eretz Yisrael is announcing. We're telling you, gentlemen, Hesachayim, the Beis Din or the shuls in Eretz Yisrael are announcing that Rosh Chodesh is going to be Wednesday and Thursday. And we're re-announcing or we're telling you what the Beis Din in Eretz Yisrael said. That's what the Beis Din in Eretz Yisrael said. Good. But the Cheshvan also has to be made by an authorized Beis Din in Eretz Yisrael. Rabban asks a good question. Where is there an authorized Beis Din in Eretz Yisrael making a Cheshvan? There's no authorized Beis Din. We have the calendar from Hillel Hasheni. So according to the Rambam, the whole calendar of Hillel Hasheni is just a means to make it easier that the Beis Din in Eretz Yisrael knows what the proper date is. But again, what kind of Beis Din do we have in Eretz Yisrael? It's a famous question they ask. And then the Rambam continues on. The Rambam says a very interesting thing. The Rambam says that they were Makadosh al Piriyah. Again, the Rambam's interesting. Rambam. The Rambam says they were Makadosh al Piriyah. And the Rambam says it continued to be Makadosh al Piriyah. Av bimei chachmei Amishnah, v'chei bimei chachmei Agmor, ad yimei Abai v'rova, al kviyas etzitzor yisavchim. They were Makadosh al Piriyah. Abai v'rova. Abai v'rova is way. In Amoraim, it's already after the Zman Boto Asmicha. It's a chidush over here. Where does the Rambam get these chidushim over here? And the Rambam ends off, Zeshon Machashim Bezman Aser, Koecha Beecha Be'eda V'yom Mishor Shchidush Yom Ploni V'yom Tov V'yom Ploni, that Shchidush is V'yom Tov, V'yom Tov, and Yom Tov is on a certain day. Lo Bechashim Shalom, we're not making our Cheshvim, Onu Kovim, V'lo Olav Onu Sovchim. Shein Mabir Shana Bekovim Chadoshim Chutzlar. One is not allowed to make any Chadoshim or any Ibra Shana and Chutzlar. Ve'inanu Somchim Elo Acheshvim B'nei Yisrael Kviyosim. We're only Somech on the Basin, on the Cheshvim of Eretz Yisrael and their Kviyos. V'zeh Shana Mechashim L'galus Adav Revah. We're only telling you exactly what the date is. Kibin Shana Yevim Shal Cheshvim Zehim Somchim Ono Mechashim Leida Yom Shekavu B'nei Eretz Yisrael. We have the calendar so we can know what day they made in Eretz Yisrael. Eze yom of a kviyas b'nei Eretz Yisrael. Also, who she a rosh chodesh a yontif lom b'nei cheshvan shel machash. It's not because chidush. You know there was a famous rov, Yevichiel Michal Tikhachinsky. She says every calendar should only come out from Eretz Yisrael because only in Eretz Yisrael do we have the right to make a calendar. The whole concept of having a calendar and telling a date is only ayidei Eretz Yisrael. Based it on the Rambam. Okay, what kind of a law is that? Eretz Yisrael is the only one exclusive, right? They're the only ones. When it comes to being Mekadesh al Piriyah, it has to be a Sanhedrin. It could be a Sanhedrin. And that the Rambam says was that they had a Bezin Kavua until Yimei Abayim. After Abayim Rambam was bought to the Bezin Kavua. And then the Rambam continues on, but Afo Pikein, the Cheshvan also has to be done by Eretz Yisrael, but it doesn't have to be done by Beis Din Kavua. So what is it? These questions are not my questions. These questions the Ramban asks on the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos. And the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos says, Amir Dikazach, he says, you know, I'll tell you, gentlemen, he says, it's one of the unique promises that the Ribbono Shel Olam made to Klal Yisrael, that there will always be Yidden in Eretz Yisrael, at least a minion of Jews, as they fuck the Ramban and say from it. Because Chas V'Sholom, if there won't be a minion of Jews in Eretz Yisrael, all the Yamin Tevim and all the Chadashim will become bottle. So what's your Ramban? There won't be a Pesach, there won't be a Sukkot, all the women will be very happy, no Pesach, no Sukkot. There won't be a Rosh Hashanah, there won't be a Yom Kippur. There won't be anything. All the Yom Tovim will become bottled because Yom Tov depends upon Kiddush HaChedesh, and if Beis Din is not Mekadesh the Chedesh, there cannot be a Rosh Chedesh and there cannot be a Yom Tov because Yom Tov depends upon the Chedesh. Pesach, Chedesh the 15th, Pesach, Sukkot, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, all the Yom Tovim will become bottled. So he says, the Rambam says, a very big thing, I'm giving you this as one of the promises that HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised, that even in the time of Golus, there will always be Yidden in Eretz Yisrael that will be able to be Mekadosh HaChodesh. It's one of the Haftochas. What is that? What kind of Malach is that? So let me tell you an interesting Chiddush. Hard to understand this Chiddush, but that's the Chiddush. This Chiddush, there was a tremendous Machlokes between the Marabach and the Mari ibn Lev on this halach and the Rambam. This was a machlokes in the 1500s. And the Rambam says a very interesting halacha. Rambam talks about the fact that smicha, we talked about smicha, that unbroken chain from Moshe Rabbeinu became bottle. When he went to Golsa, it became bottle. But Rambam says a very interesting thing. Rambam says, Hare Shalohoya Beherit Shishol Asom Echechon. Rambam speaks about smicha. You can't make smicha in Chutz Laretz. And the Rambam says, if all the Chachmei Eretz Yisrael will get together, and they will all decide that there is one unique Talmud Chochem, and he should have the power of smicha, he becomes a samach, and the smicha can be reinstated. Nearly advorm she miskimu koa chachomim shaveret Yisrael limnos dayanim over lishmo chosim hare edem smuchim v'yeshlam lozen dini knosis v'yeshlam lishmo chachem, they can give smicha to other people, and kelomo yo chachomim mitzarim al smicha. So why did all the chachomim feel bad that the smicha is going to become bottle? Kidei shul yival lo dini knosis v'Yisrael, it shouldn't be bottle l'fishi Yisrael mufuzarim, Yisrael is spread about. It's impossible that all Yidden should come together and agree on one person. It's impossible. So the Rambam says, it's theoretically possible to reinstate the smicha achidish. So at the time they wanted to bring the Mashiach to Kano, they thought that by reintroducing the smicha, it says in the pasuk, "Shiva shotech Yerushalayim v'yotenek v'atchilo," as we said in the pasuk, and then it says that "Tzemach David Avdecha." In the Seder HaBrocha that we have in Shimon Esrei, it says "Shiva shotech Yerushalayim." The Rambam brings this one as the Rayas, and then it says "Tzemach David Avdecha." So it's possible to have the Sanhedrin before Bias Goel said it, and that was the Rambam brings that in Pirush HaMishnayos as one of the Rayas that it's possible to reinstate the smicha. So the Marabach, older, he was in Tzras, he was the Godol Hador in Tzras. All the Chachomim got together in Tzras and gave him a smicha. And right away he gave smicha to his Talmidim. One of his famous Talmidim was the Beis Yosef. And he began to give smicha, began to don dini knosos. He sent the smicha to the Rabbi Ibn Chaviv in Yerushalayim. He was the Rabbi of Yerushalayim at the time. And he sent the smicha to Rabbi Ibn Chaviv and says, who are you to get smicha? You have to be at least a chalapokas like a Rashi, he says. What are you doing? A Rashi, he says. Why are you to give smicha? And in order to give smicha, you have to have all the chachomim was a machlokas, you need the majority. All the kitzur, well, the Rambam says it's almost impossible to give him smicha because no two yidden will come together. It was this kind of ready at that time. But Azazok, he says, what are you talking about? Your smicha? So Al Kopolim the Marabach explains, Al Pi the Rambam, and the Ramir Simcha was machaven also to it, and he says like this. It's true that if all the Chachomim will come together and give smicha, there is a din of a somach. And Marabach says that's what the Rambam means. I just read the Rambam over here in Kiddush HaChodesh, that the Kiddush HaChodesh is done api Eretz Yisrael. What does it mean api Eretz Yisrael? I mean api Mechesh? What does that mean? He says because all the Yidden agree, we're saying the Truma Yidden, all the Truma Yidden agree to follow the Luach, to follow the calendar. So when all the Yidden and Eretz Yisrael and all the shuls get together and they announce it's going to be Rosh Chodesh or the Rishon on Wednesday and Thursday, it's like this. It's like a basin of Smuchim in Eretz Yisrael, being that Klal Yisrael has the power to give smicha. That's the Lashon Rabach and the Lashon Amir Simcha. Being that Klal Yisrael has the power to give smicha, so they themselves have a din of smuchim. If they can give another person smicha and make it official, then they themselves have the power of smicha. So all the Yidden in Eretz Yisrael who agree to follow the halachas, and they decide to come together and they decide to announce and show Herzachan is going to be Rosh Chodesh Adar Ish, and when? On Wednesday and Thursday. So that announcement is Koveya the Chodoshim for Eretz Yisrael and for Chutzla. That's what the Marbach says, and that's what Amir Simcha says. A Gevaltik Echidus. So it comes out that Klal Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael have the power of smicha, and because they have the power of smicha, they can have certain halachas. And one of these halachas is the halach of Kiddush Achris. It would be wonderful if they could all get together and elect the Talmud Chacham in Eretz Yisrael to really make a proper smuchim, a proper basis, but that's already, we know that's very difficult. But at least on these halachas, on these halachas of Kiddush Achris, on the halach of Ibra Hashanah, this year's an Ibra Yor, all these halachas, at least on these halachas, people have agreed to follow the Luach, and because they've agreed to follow the Luach, that's why we have Bizman Hazeh, according to the Rama, Kiddush Achris, Ayantiv, and Ibra Hashanah. This is why we have according to the Rama. If we understand, if we take this premise and we agree to it, then it makes it a little bit easier to understand what Rashi says in Gemara Gittin, that Bisman Hazeh Anan Shlichusay Kovdinin, we are the agents. Even though we're Hedyaitis, Rav Yosef was in Babel, we're Hedyaitis, we don't have a smicha, but Anan Shlichusay Kovdinin, we are the agents. Yes, the agents of whom? Rashi HaKadosh says the agents of B'nai Eretz Yisrael. What is B'nai Eretz Yisrael? Why are they better? That was our question. If the Bato HaSmicha, the Teretz is, the Chachomim, all the Chachomim in Eretz Yisrael agreed to follow the Mishnah, agreed to follow the Gemara. There isn't a Machlekes in that. All the Gedalim in Eretz Yisrael agreed, they were Muskam to them, the Gemara, the Mishnayot. So it has a Tokeh of Smicha. Even though we don't have a single unique person who can start a Sanhedrin, we could have, if Klal Yisrael would agree to it, which is very difficult. Possible, but it's theoretically possible, but practically it's difficult. But Al Kaponim, the conglomeration of all the Chachomim and Eretz Yisrael that agreed to follow the Gemara, that were Makayim, that agreed to follow the Dinim of the Gemara and the Shas, so they have in it a Tekev of Sanhedrin. It's more from the Rav Molson Pirsch in the beginning of Hagdama to the Adah Chazak also. The Gemara and the Mishnayos and all the Gemara has a Tekev of Sanhedrin to it. It's not just the Halakha. Why? Because all the Chachmi Yisrael agreed to it. And there was a conclave. And they were saying Mechan, they didn't that in the Shah, and followed by the Shulchan Aruch. So all these halachas now, which were in the Skabel by Klal Yisrael, have a taketh of Sanhedrin to it. So Anashli Chusayel Ko Avdinen, we are doing the shlichus from the Basin in Eretz Yisrael. That's true. Not a specific Basin in Eretz Yisrael, but the conglomeration of the fact that but they didn't agree to follow the Shulchan Aruch and to follow what's written in the Gemara and the Mishnah. It gives a tokef of Sanhedrin to it. It gives a tokef of smicha to it. And that's why we can be makabel gerim bizman hazeh. We're makabel gerim donim havoyes. We can be don havoyes. We can be makadosh the chedesh and vavona. So it has a midaraisis. And it's not only a din derabbanan like the Ramban says. It has a validity min hateret to it. It's a halacha. Shlichusako Avdinin is a true halacha. We are agents, not agents of Moshe Rabbeinu or the Tanoim. We are agents, present agents of the Chachomim in Eretz Yisrael. I thank you again, gentlemen. We should be zechut to the Bias Goel Tzedek, and then it will be much easier, obviously. We won't have to have all these